We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. In the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. GE Aviation plans to add new jet engine work to its Strotherfield plant in Cowley County. Company spokesman Rick Kennedy says starting in January, GE's CF-34-8E jet engine will be built at the plant halfway between Winfield and Arkansas City. He says the new work will stabilize the employee count at the plant, which employs about 720 people. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become mostly cloudy across south-central Kansas as a system is passing from the Rockies into the plains, and a few sprinkles are possible, especially just to our north this afternoon into this evening. Today's high 49, clearing in 28 overnight, 52 tomorrow, and by Saturday night and Sunday, we could see some light rain as the system moves through. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a north wind at 10 miles per hour.
A man was the victim of a carjacking north of downtown Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Tuesday. A 23-year-old man parked his car in a hotel parking lot at 9th and Topeka. As he was going to work, he was approached by a man who put a knife to his throat, demanding the man's car. The suspect drove away in that car. The next break in the case came about 3 hours later when officers were called to investigate a suspicious character in southwest Wichita near Euclid and Orient.
In reference to this call, officers made contact with a 28-year-old male. The male was found to be in possession of property belonging to our victim from the earlier carjacking. This suspect was arrested and booked into jail for aggravated highway robbery.
However, the carjacking victim's stolen car is still missing. It's a blue 2013 Honda Civic, license plate 958HCF.
The new leader at the Kansas Department for Children and Families has promised a thorough review of the state's foster care system.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports Secretary Gina Meyer-Hummel was hired December 1st to lead the agency. She met this week with a legislative task force studying weaknesses in the state's foster care system. Task force members say the agency needs to improve how it tracks children who left their assigned foster homes without permission. The agency says it's searching for nearly 80 children considered absent without leave. Meyer-Hummel says the agency has, quote, really great staff attending to this need. She also emphasized improving public transparency, adding that she'll review internal and contracting operations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Americans may notice a difference in their paychecks starting early next year if Congress approves a Republican tax cut plan. The IRS says taxpayers could begin seeing less money withheld as early as February. The IRS says it's taking the initial steps to prepare guidance on withholding for 2018. The bill would provide generous tax cuts for corporations and the wealthiest, while middle and low-income families would get less.
Voters in a major election chose none of the above.
Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says that more than 22,000 people voted for write-in candidates in Tuesday's highly contested Alabama Senate election. That number higher than the nearly 21,000 votes that gave Democrat Doug Jones the victory over Republican Roy Moore. A billboard in Dothan urged voters to write in the name of former Senator and current Attorney General Jeff Sessions. A Birmingham man told Fox News he would write in Luther Strange, the man Moore defeated in the GOP primary. And several others wrote in the name of University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
A letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office now confirms the Justice Department is conducting a criminal investigation into Uber. This over accusations of corporate espionage.
The federal judge overseeing litigation between Uber and Waymo, Google's self-driving car unit, unsealed a letter sent to the court by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Waymo is suing Uber for stealing trade secrets. One of the star witnesses in all of this, Richard Jacobs, said in a letter that Uber would use devices that erase messages to keep their discussions secret, and that Uber had a spy team whose goal was to acquire trade secrets. Jacobs was Uber's former manager of global intelligence, and he said he was unfairly fired. Uber said Jacobs was trying to extort money from them, but settled with him for millions of dollars. Uber's alleged to have acquired the trade secrets from Anthony Lewandowski. He worked at Google before starting his own company, which Uber later purchased. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Sunny, breezy day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 66 degrees.
Yeah.
Normal high for the date, 44. Uh-huh. All right. 7:35, Steve and Ted. Congress moving ahead now with a possible tax overhaul. And the president's been talking about that, made a speech about it today. Fox News Radio's John Decker with us from the White House this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. It looks like this is getting a good chance to pass something here before Christmas, right?
I think so. I think that's the direction that we're headed. This particular piece of legislation will be taken up by the House and the Senate next week, early next week. And the plan is for them to send it to the president for his signature before he leaves town, before he goes down to spend the Christmas holiday in Palm Beach, Florida, and that would happen before the end of next week.
What is President Trump saying about this? Are there parts of it he doesn't like, parts of it he does like? What is he saying anything specific about the parts that are there?
Yeah, you know, the president did not really go a lot into details over the course of his speech, but we do know certain things. For sure, the individual tax rate for the top-earning Americans will decline from around 39% to 37%. The corporate income tax rate will go down from 35% to 21%, and there will be, in addition to that, a tax cut for middle-income Americans. So the president really touting the advantages of this. It's a $1.4 trillion tax cut over 10 years, pretty significant. In fact, it's the biggest tax cut in the history of our country.
Now, the conservatives are doing what? Just kind of swallowing over that kind of spending? I mean, that's a lot of money, and where's it going to come from?
That's a very good point. You know, there are some deficit hawks in the Republican ranks, and Bob Corker of Tennessee is one of them, and he is one of the only Republican senators who did not vote for the Senate bill when it came up just last week. I don't know whether he'll be on board this compromise piece of legislation. And as you know, the margin that Republicans are playing with is very narrow. They only held a 52-48 margin in the Senate. And of course, that number is going to go down by one in the new year because Doug Jones, who just won that special election in Alabama, will take his seat. The margin will then go down 51 Republicans to 49. So that's one of the reasons why the president would like this done this year.
Yeah, that's a big reason because if you got to do it while you got the votes, if you have the votes. And
that's right.
Are there going to be last-minute defectors among the Republicans on this thing, or are they all on the same page?
Well, there are Republicans that are on the fence. Bob Corker, I mentioned. Susan Collins of Maine is another one. But some of those Republicans who have expressed some reservations in the past seem to be on board this piece of legislation, including Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Rand Paul of Kentucky. So this is perhaps the last best chance for Republicans to pass what would be the biggest legislative achievement for President Trump in his first year. And I believe that it will get done. The president will sign it before leaving town next week.
Has this been kind of like the old days of Lyndon Johnson, where I'll give you this if you give me that? I guess that's the way it's always done, right?
It's always like that. A lot of stuff goes on behind closed doors with these negotiators. You're absolutely right. So for those members that are on the fence, that's the kind of deal-making that takes place behind closed doors. That's the way these things get done. It happened, you may recall, during the Affordable Care Act. That's how Democrats got Obamacare passed. And to a certain extent, it's what Republicans are doing right now to pass this tax reform legislation.
You know, in all the many years, I can remember one time during the Reagan years, we got the
the tax code overhauled a little bit. But this is this is monumental. If this happens, it doesn't happen very often in the United States of America, does it?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, also keep in mind, and I don't know if, Steve, your listeners are aware of this, but the corporate tax rate, that would be a permanent tax cut from 35 to 21%. The individual tax rate cut, that's temporary. That is set to expire in 10 years. So Congress needs to revisit this issue. Otherwise, we're going to go back up to the rates that we're paying right now.
The corporate tax rate over the years has been is higher than other countries, but there have been ways, there have been little loopholes in there that corporations have been able to get around to most of that. I wonder if they've taken any of those loopholes out now that they're going down to 21%.
Well, they've encouraged businesses to park their money overseas. Apple is one of them. They've provided some incentives for them to bring that hoard of cash back home to America so they can invest in their companies and hire new workers. Obviously, there's nothing that would prevent them from, let's say, buying back their company stock instead of investing in their companies. That being said, this is something the president believes will encourage American companies to be on an even footing with their counterparts around the world and put them at a competitive advantage when they're competing with those companies around the world.
Hey, John, thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time and your expertise this morning. Fox News Radio's John Decker helping us out with a little bit more understanding about what's going on with that tax overhaul that, you know, looks like it could be passed by Christmas. We'll keep you posted on what's going on with that. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's coming up. He's going to be talking about two area firms that are joining forces. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.